G'day guys, and welcome back to our Kart Class podcast. Today we're discussing our go-kart rear axle setup. Now, when it comes to motor racing, most cars that people are going to drive have a suspension. So karting is a little bit different there because our axle is like our rear suspension, but it doesn't move around so much. You know, it might flex a little bit here and there, depending on the stiffness of the axle that you put into the kart. But realistically, it doesn't spring like suspension does. So it's super important to be able to use it as a tuning tool, depending on the conditions that you may have. So you might find if it's 15 degrees or it's 35 degrees, you might have to use a different axle in the rear end. Or if it's different tire compounds, so you've got a hard compound tire or you've got a soft compound tire, you can also change the length of the axle. So you've got different stiffnesses to change how much the kart flexes in the rear. You've got different lengths, and you've also got different sizes depending on smaller karts or cadet karts compared to a senior kart. So it's super important to know that most karts are sent out with a stock standard neutral medium axle. Now, the reason why karts are designed around that neutral setup is it gives you a bigger window to then fine tune your setup. If they find that they design a kart and it's always a super hard axle that works, you're very limited with the changing conditions that may happen when you're at one end of the spectrum. So super important for manufacturers to design a kart around a neutral setup. And at least that way you can fine tune it. If it's not quite right, you can go to a softer axle or to a different length axle. You've got some scope to move. Now, when it comes to shortening your axle, that changes how much it sort of springs out of the corners as well. So we sort of find that a stiffer axle is more tend to be used in the higher grip conditions. And then you're looking for a softer axle when you're actually looking to try and generate a little bit of grip. Now, when it comes to the length of the axle, we're looking to use a shorter axle when it's higher grip, I would find, has worked best. And then when you've got low grip, you just tend to use the standard length axle. So just think about shorter axle tends to have a little bit more spring out of the corners. And I sort of find that it works really well in the high grip conditions. And it's just standard longer axle, the standard length axle seems to work in the cooler conditions. Now, when we talk about different axle sizes, our cadet karts generally have a 30mm axle. When we move into a slightly bigger kart, now there's some 101 wheelbases, and then the senior chassis are 1030. So 101 is 1010, and then you've got the full size kart being 1030. Our 1010 karts can use a 50mm axle, but they tend to use a 40mm axle. Then when you get to the full size karts, pretty much 99% of the full size karts are a 50mm axle assembly as well. Now, we see that in the cadet classes with our smaller axles, there's probably less tuning when it comes to those axles. They spring less, there's just not enough of the axle to really have that spring effect. So, you know, you find there's soft, medium, hard when it comes to the 30mm axles. Then when you get to the 50mm axles, there might be like in between axles. So it's like a soft, medium. So it's not quite soft, it's not quite medium. There's a bit more tuning available to our senior karts. So that's kind of cool as well. So when you get a little bit more experience, you can fine tune it. At the moment, just stick with your neutral. And then, like I said, hard if you've got too much grip, soft if you're looking for grip. Just work off of those three to begin with, because you know you can sort of get lost in having six axles and different lengths and all this other stuff. Like the OTK karts have a lot of these fine tuning axles. And if you're not experienced with kart setup or, you know, in your driving ability, then you can get lost very, very quickly. And then all of a sudden, you're actually detuning yourself and detuning the kart because you're constantly changing axles and you don't even know what works, what doesn't work, and you sort of get lost very, very quickly. So that's sort of some basic advice around axles when you look to shorten your axle, when you look to, you know, have the standard length axle, which way to go depending on what grip conditions you're experiencing. But if you need to know more about your kart setup, then we have a dedicated kart setup program. This tells you more than just axles. It tells you when to use magnesium or alloy, different ride heights, different seat stiffnesses, or different seat positions, camber caster, negative, positive, you know, front torsion bars, rear bars, whatever you need, it's basically all there for you. So visit us at kartclass.com if you need any more help with your karting needs, and we'll be sure to help you out. Cheers.